This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Danielle thinks that Sagano and Eplin are sticking around. Are you buying that one?
Not quite. I thought the interesting one, though, was the Mullins stuff. And I'll throw him in there as well. Not really sure what his market would be. I mean, look, you're making some dazzling web gem plays here in the last couple of days to really kind of boost that interest. If anyone wasn't sure whether Cedric Mullins is a elite defensive player or not, look no further than the last couple of days. He'll show you. What kind of return would he fetch? I'm not saying it's going to be much, if anything at all, but if you're the Orioles, you take something over nothing, and I think there is some team out there that certainly has the space and has the need for, at the very least, a defensive bench replacement player, if not someone who could come in and start for you. As far as the pitchers, I've said it before, I'll keep saying it. I mean, there's teams that are so desperate for pitching help that they want anybody and anything with a pulse. And Sagano and Eflin, they've got a pulse. You know, you can argue how much either one of those guys would actually help in a pennant race. Would either one of them actually be in a postseason rotation? Probably not, but they can help you get there. Maybe pitch out of the bullpen when you get there. So I think it's an arms race this time of year. Again, what kind of return they fetch, that's a whole different conversation, but I just think there's such a demand for it. There's more buyers than sellers. I think Morton, Sagano, I think they all go.
Now, if what Daniel says is true, well, her opinion that Mullins is leaving after the season anyway, why don't you try to at least get something for him? And I'm not saying, to your point, you're going to fetch a top 10 prospect from a team, but, you know, he's got limited playoff experience. You mentioned the defensive abilities he has. Okay, he doesn't have a cannon arm, but he'll get to the ball. And he goes in prolonged slumps, but you trade for him, help you get to the pennant, and you need him to be hot for 2 months and in October. I think he's capable of doing that for sure.
Yeah, and it seems like a guy, not that he's not inspired to play. I mean, again, look no further than last night. And maybe one of the biggest compliments I could give Cedric Mullins is that he'll lay out for a diving catch, whether they're up by 10 runs or down by 10 runs. Any point in the game, doesn't matter, any point in the season, he'll play. But could be someone who's a little energized and inspired by joining a team in a pennant race. You know, he's had a career where he's lived through the dark ages. You know, he did a lot of losing in his career and got at least a few years of winning to celebrate, or as a reward, I guess. But certainly a guy that deserves to be a part of a playoff push.
Yeah.
I think they, to your point, you want something rather than nothing. And I don't think Elias is afraid to pull the trigger on any deal. Like, he'll take anything he can get.
What else is on your mind over there, Nolan McGraw? Because you and I, along with Mike Bordick, will be at Pickles Pub later on this afternoon for BBT, getting you ready for game two of this day-night doubleheader, 12:35 first pitch.
Yeah, more Orioles news. This one, not so good. Not surprising either. An update, if you will, if you want to call it that, on Grayson Rodriguez. I know Mancelino was answering a lot of questions about injured players earlier this week. Grayson Rodriguez was conveniently left out of that. Asked for a follow-up, hey, why isn't there any updates on him? Says, well, he's seeking multiple opinions on his elbow. That's why the Orioles don't have an update. So anytime we're talking about multiple opinions, dead giveaway is that the initial opinion didn't go over well. That's my first thought, is the player didn't like what he heard at first. So now he's seeking maybe any sort of doctor that'll tell him what he wants to hear. This is a disaster. It has been for quite a while now. I don't see an end in sight. I don't see a light at the end of the tunnel here. I mean, this went from they probably not going to pitch at all this year to what is this guy's career at this point? I mean, I'm not trying to be all doom and gloom, but it just this has gone from bad to worse and fast.
And if he has to get surgery for whatever it is, and it appears as though now it's the elbow, you're going to see him pitch next year either. He hasn't pitched in a major league regular season game in a year. I think we're literally coming up on a year to the day in which he has pitched in an Orioles uniform. Was pitching in spring training, didn't really pan out for him. So, Grayson Rodriguez, Nolan, to your point, you can't count on him for anything moving forward. And Danielle certainly sounded more optimistic about Batista than Mancelino was saying yesterday, because I was sitting in there like everybody else was, and they don't know anything about that either. You got to get the MRI once the swelling goes down. And what are you going to get? Now you're in August, and he said that was a couple of weeks. Oh, it's not as bad. Let's ramp him. No, screw that. Now, you rest, you relax. We saw that when you're healthy, you're getting as close to being the old Felix as you were going back to 2 years ago. Save all that till Sarasota in February. There's no need to bring him back. Audition some other young arms with big, you know, fastball velos and see what they could possibly bring to the equation for next year's team.
Right. And another chance to audition guys. Obviously, the timetable just doesn't make sense. I mean, best case scenario, if it was a minor injury, which if it was, I don't think we'd be in the MRI territory or multiple MRI territory. So he's probably done for the year. I'm not full on panic with Felix yet. Remains to be seen. I mean, if this lingers into the offseason or he has a delayed ramp up in spring, then we can start talking. But I saw enough out of him this year to feel comfortable in his future. But Grayson, I have no idea. I have no idea what to expect here. And we've seen this in the past with them, Felix in particular, right? Remember when before he decided to go all in on Tommy John? That they were kind of...
He was long tossing it.
Right, stringing him. Well, maybe there's a chance he could come back. And a little bit different here with Grayson, but what are we waiting on? You know, what the multiple opinions and everything. I mean, if there's any indication that this is something that would require surgery, let's just do it. You know, let's do it and start the clock for next year. Because any more time that you're wasting is time that you're taking away from him rehabbing, is time that you're taking away from him potentially being ready for next year. It just feels like a lost cause at this point.
Mancelino did say that Mayo's playing both games of the doubleheader and that Ryan Mountcastle expected to be activated when the Orioles hit Philadelphia, which is the series after their trip to Wrigley Field, which is coming up this weekend. We'll come back. We got news from the Nats. Going to hear from John Harbaugh. Going to hear from Zay Flowers. We got buy or sell. Let's count that dough. Hopefully here on Turn It Up Tuesday that Vinny's heading out to one winning drive. Jeff Blair, Sportsnet 590 in Toronto, talking about the Blue Jays. Best record in baseball going into last night. But they're sub-500 on the road. What's that fine line? How come they can't make it happen?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.